Much of what Director Berry had to say about his plans to improve the federal workforce has been heard going as far back as his Senate confirmation hearing last January. But about 3 minutes into his talk before the second annual Excellence in Government Conference, produced by Government Executive Media Group, Berry began to speak with a real passion about the accomplishments of federal workers.
Federal workers helped create the Internet, and now we're using it to make the government run more efficiently and save taxpayer money. Dick Gregg is a great example. He was a civil servant for more than 40 years, finishing his career as Commissioner of the Treasury Department's Financial Management Service. Before he retired in 06, Dick moved the Treasury towards an all-electronic payment system that handles trillions of dollars in taxes and saves us hundreds of millions of dollars in transaction costs. William D. Phillips, a career researcher at the National Institute of Standards and Technology, is a federal worker who happened to win the Nobel Prize. Dr. Phillips is remarkable not only for his research in the area of quantum computing, but also for giving back to his community. When NIST nominated him as a distinguished civil servant, they noticed that he took the time to speak at high schools and rural community centers, not stops on the traditional physicist circuit. I should also mention one of Dr. Phillips' co-awardees for the 97 Nobel Prize in Physics is now our Secretary of Energy, Dr. Stephen Chu.
But the OPM director also used the occasion to push back at those who routinely use feds as a convenient political punching bag.
For over 30 years, federal workers and the work we do have been denigrated and disparaged. We have been called, quote, out of touch, unaccountable, lazy, blood-sucking, and worse. The phrase good enough for government work has been turned on its head, stolen and made into an epithet, a catchphrase for mediocrity. Where it originated was in World War II, where it was a standard of excellence in manufacturing, good enough to protect our servicemen and women in battle, good enough to rebuild our allies when the war was over, good enough to bring mankind to the moon and back again safely. It's time we reclaimed that meaning. It's time the denigration ends. This isn't merely a matter of pride. It is a matter of necessity. The broadsides of the last 30 years have not only hurt morale, they have crushed recruitment and, I believe, retention. And ultimately, they've inhibited our ability to deliver the best service to the American people. I argue today that the premise of these attacks was not only misguided, it was completely wrong. The American people were sold a bill of goods. Federal workers are not second class or inferior to workers in the private sector, and we never were.
Berry also reminded his audience that federal workers have lost their lives at the Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City in 1995, American embassies in 1998, and, of course, in the 9/11 attacks. Later, during a question-and-answer session, Berry declined to talk about the Defense Business Board's recent decision to try to fix the NSPS pay-for-performance system, saying he wants to wait for the board's final report before commenting. But he spoke of his recent meeting with Interior Secretary Ken Salazar and a novel plan to help agencies share what he calls work-life resources.
For example, Interior has a really nice gym. Well, rather than build four gyms, that'd be kind of silly. It may be that what makes the most sense is that OPM and GSA and the Federal Reserve should kick in money to help buy the equipment that Interior needs to keep cutting edge. And what if we shared health wellness facility? And so that the physicals, you could go maybe build one really nice clinic as opposed to four halfway clinics.
Berry also says he's recruited some top talent to help ask the important questions for making the federal government a model employer for the 21st century.
We're going to be doing that in October. The Kennedy School has agreed to host for me the dean of the school, David Elwood, along with former Senator Paul Sarbanes and Laszlo Bock, who is the head of people programs for Google, a conference where we can ask these questions. How does the federal government become the model workforce for the 21st century? What do we need to do to take that title of being the model? And we are going to, it's going to be open. It's going to be transparent. We're going to try everything we can to engage and involve Americans around a country and, in fact, around the world.
OPM Director John Berry at the Reagan Trade Center in downtown Washington. I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.